Well, how long have I been talking about this? The more things change, the more they remain the same. The crisis, and it is that in education. Remember, at the secondary level, I told you about the young lady I spoke to, and she had her first day as a casual teacher. What was it like? She said, I feared for my life. I said, what can be done? She said, I don't think anything can be done. She was no sook. She said, you can't put the omelette back in the egg. But people in education, ministers, they run around saying, oh, what best education system in the world? We're kidding. The Fairfax media today have got hold of confidential 2016 university data from Sydney University, Macquarie University, the University of New South Wales, and the Western Sydney University, showing students with ATAR scores 40 points below advertised course cut-off thresholds. They're being accepted into courses like business, teaching, and engineering. And the data indicates students with ATARs as low as 30 out of 100 are being admitted to university. It shows up to two-thirds of students offered places at Macquarie University, two-thirds, had ATARs below the advertised cut-off threshold for the course that they were admitted to. Frightening, isn't it? Two-thirds of them scores well below the cut-off threshold. 27% of students admitted to courses at Sydney University, because, of course, if you admit them to the course, you get government funding. They had ATARs below the advertised course cut-off threshold. 91% of students admitted to the University of New South Wales Bachelor of Combined Law degree didn't meet the advertised cut-off mark of 99.7. 91% of them. Two students admitted to the course had ATAR scores of 67. Why is it happening? Because in 2010, the Rudd government removed caps on the number of places universities can offer students. And that meant less competition, that is lower marks, between students in order to get into courses. Hello, along you come, roll up, roll up. It also encouraged universities to jump over themselves to admit more students, because each student attracts both government funding and private fees. The Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, has waffled on about education for too long. So's Adrian Piccoli in New South Wales. It's time someone woke up before it's too late.